as you pick up the ball.
Your brain's a good dad, so... Is that a dream? What do you want to mean?
Good afternoon, and what is your name, sir?
Mark Carrillo.
Mr. Carrillo, who is Mr. Carrillo? Anybody?
Who is this?
C-A-R-I-L-L.
Oh, that's me. Pardon me, I thought you were going to
be another. Okay, honorable Mr. Carrillo,
will
serve as the lead person, so just hold on for 1 second, sir.
Sir, can you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
Mark Carrillo, 192687.
Thank you, good afternoon. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on April 3rd, 2018. Is that correct, Mr. Carrillo?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you can hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seymour attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
I represent myself.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on your video conference screen, I'll begin with me because I'm the individual sitting closest to you. My name is Louis Quinones and I'll be serving as the hearing lead. Next to me is the Honorable Mr. Mr. David Neal. At the center of the bench is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. Then we have the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, and at the opposite side of the bench, we have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. Also present in the room is our Community Corrections Officer, Mr. Osborne, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Carrillo and Mr. Osborne, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Thank you. Sir, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding whether your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take further testimony from the Department of Corrections, and then we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated the conditions of phase one. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, sir.
I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or are probably about to lapse in the criminal ways or company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number three, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at Behavioral Systems Southwest, 6420 South Park Avenue, Tucson, Arizona, on or about February 11, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Carrillo, is this true or false?
It's true.
Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Carrillo's admission, I move to find him delinquent. Is he violating the terms and conditions of his supervision that he may have or have lapsed in a criminal way or company? Seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed upon by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Mr. Neal. Mr. Carrillo, we're going to continue with the second phase of your hearing. It is during this phase that the board will determine if your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Osborne, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Mr. Carrillo was released from DOC custody on June 2nd of 2017. He was arrested on March 17th of 2018 by the Tucson Police Department for charges of misdemeanor shoplifting and on his absconding warrant status. He was returned back to our custody on March 26th of 2018 with 34 gone days with a projected release date of October 7th of 2018. Current conviction, 2013, promoting prison contraband for 4 years. Prior conviction, 2004, theft 1 year. 2007, narcotic drug violation 1 year. 2009, aggravated assault 5 years 6 months. and 2009 misconduct involving weapons, 4 years, 6 months. He's had two terms with DOC, has a CUIR score of 3.3, a mental health score of 3, and a substance abuse score of 3. There is SCGA gang information noted. He is a member of the criminal street gang South Palo Verde Bloods. He has a significant disciplinary history with drugs and disorderly conduct noted. Other arrests, 2003, smuggling, Arizona Federal Prison. He has a community risk score of G8V9, and I do have status of charges attached from a P.O. Maria Gomez, dated Thursday, April 26th of 2018. States that per the city of Tucson, charges were dismissed by the prosecutor.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne. Back to you, Mr. Carrillo. It looks like, we're going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections to reside with your grandmother at 834 West Calle Alvord, Tucson, Arizona. On February 2nd, 2018, you were placed in Behavioral Systems Southwest in Tucson, Arizona. Are those the only locations that you lived when you were outside of prison, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. We have no record of you working when you were outside. Were you working anyplace?
No, I was attending a group in La Frontera for mental health.
Thank you, sir. Programming notes, you were attending La Frontera to address mental health and substance abuse treatment. On February 2nd, 2018, you were placed at Behavioral Systems Southwest for substance abuse. Your task history, in February of 2018, you had a diluted urinalysis. On January 17, 2018, you were positive for morphine, methamphetamines, and amphetamines. And on January 12, 2018, you were positive for opiates. Sanctions notes, in January of 2018, you were staffed by SPO 7 for missing scheduled report date and testing positive for amphetamines and opiates. You admitted using methamphetamine and heroin. You were referred to Behavioral Systems Southwest for the 90-day substance abuse relapse program. And directly reported to Tucson Parole on February 2nd, 2018 at 10 a.m. And that must be around the time that you absconded. So, I will ask you, Mr. Carrillo, what was going on for the 34 days that you were missing from community supervision?
I was still attending my groups, but I was just like homeless. I was just, I don't even know, I was just wanting to stay free.
Were you continuing to struggle with methamphetamine and heroin use, sir?
Oh yeah, I went to with heroin.
And how, have you been able to stay sober since you've been returned to the Department of Corrections?
Yeah, the whole time, you know.
Did you go through detox inside prison, or how did you deal with that?
Nah, I don't get sick, but I've been doing all the groups here, the AAs and everything here, and NAs, but they put me in detox probably, but I went to county, but I didn't really need it.
Then, do you feel any better since you've been off heroin?
Yeah, I feel better. Feel good.
How about the other treatment? Was that helping at all?
The mental health?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that helps me. I need it.
Thank you. Why did you decide to break off contact with your parole officer during that time?
Because I got nervous that I was going to come back here. I was just trying to last as long as I could free. Because I just did like 9 years, so I just got to get panic.
And again, what did you do 9 years for, sir?
For that aggravated assault, and then I picked up 4 more for the shake.
Oh, I see. Well, thank you for being straightforward. What caused the Tucson Police Department to make contact with you when you were arrested on your absconder status?
Well, I was coming out the store with something in my hand, and they were right there.
Well, those charges were dropped, so you were coming out of the store with something in your hand. I guess there was an arrest. Am I correct that they ran your name? And
yeah, they ran my name, and I had my federal prison ID on me, so they had my name.
Well, I guess the big question is whether or not you're ready to stay sober, because when you're on the outside, it looks like that your heroin addiction was pretty strong.
Yeah, but I already kicked that. It's been over 2 months already with nothing.
And what do you think will help? I mean, sooner or later, you're going to be released from the prison system to pursue your own interests. So what do you think is going to help?
I just got to keep sticking to my groups. I'm not going to bet on trying some other groups or some kind of treatment out there.
Well, without scolding, you're reminded that if you really want to put it behind you, you're going to have to watch who you associate with. I think it's very easy for people to go back to the same crowd and fall back into the same habits. So it's just something to think about. I'm going to ask my fellow board members, do they have any questions for you? I have no questions from fellow board members. Mr. Carrillo, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't include anything that you've already shared, but this is your hearing. So is there anything else you need to say?
I just would like another chance out there on parole. That's it.
Thank you, sir. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like we're speaking with you directly, especially because you can hear the dialogue, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I do appreciate how direct Mr. Carrillo is with the board. I think that that's meaningful, and I hope it means that he's beginning to sober up and consider the sort of life that he wants outside of the prison system. So I want to give him full credit for that. I am concerned that with him having sobered up from heroin at a minimum, because I think methamphetamine was also in play, that he might be better served taking advantage of these last months, pursuing any programming that's available inside the prison system so that he could be returned to the community really ready to be productive and responsible. Certainly we weigh the options of whether or not it would serve the community for him to receive structured supervision, but he did abscond for 34 days, and those 34 days ended in an arrest by the Tucson Police Department. So I'm not finding him a good candidate for community supervision, but I'm certainly open to the input of my colleagues.
I agree.
With no further discussion, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion and see where the votes land. And that is based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018-W0576. Our discussion with Mr. Carrillo, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Carrillo was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in a criminal race or company.
Agreed.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed upon by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Mr. Neal. Mr. Carrillo, your supervision has been revoked and will be released on or about December 7, 2018. I recognize that may sound like a long way away, but it is a matter of months, not years. We highly encourage you to take advantage of these last months to put together a plan for your return to the community. I'm impressed that you're feeling better, You sound better, or at least you sound healthy right now. You said you've kicked your heroin habit, and we encourage you to continue on that path and hopefully return to the community productive and really ready to stay sober. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and we'd appreciate if you give the phone back to your CO3. Thank you, Mr. Cargill.